The hour of sleep.
Hello, everyone. 欢迎收听八点英语 New Idea, New Day. 我是 Zoe. 明天就是321国际睡眠日了。最近你都睡饱了吗？看到疫情期间人均睡眠时长超八小时还上了热搜，可很多人都说其实是晚睡晚起，根本睡眠质量并不高。So today, let's talk about our sleeping issues. Is it also difficult for you to fall asleep? 你最近是不是也有越睡越晚、想睡睡不着的困扰？ So, how can we fall asleep quicker? Many people believe that good sleepers always fall asleep in a flash. But actually, this attitude can trigger anxiety and further delay falling asleep.
很多人都觉得越快睡着越好，并且短时间睡不着的话就开始很焦虑，怎么办啊，一直睡不着。但其实这样只会让我们更难入睡。亚利桑那综合医学中心的 Rubin Nyman 博士就说，
It's perfectly normal to lie in bed for 10 or 20 minutes before you drift off. Regularly falling asleep in a moment or two is not a sign of being a good sleeper.In fact, it may be a symptom of excessive sleepiness and an underlying sleep disorder.
其实在床上十到二十分钟后才睡着是非常正常的。那些一碰床就着的人反而有可能是过度嗜睡，存在潜在的睡眠障碍。听到这儿是不是很多人都松了一大口气呢？
So, first thing first, don't freak out. Don't force yourself to fall asleep. I think this is a very important tip.As many of us are too easy to get nervous when we can't fall asleep. And also, if you really find it hard to fall asleep, just get out of your bed. Dr. Robin says, The best practice involves going to bed only when one is feeling sleepy and getting out of bed if sleep doesn't arrive in more than 30 minutes. Spending stretches of time in bed while struggling to sleepnegatively conditions the bed for sleeplessness, which can cause future conditioned insomnia. Insomnia, I-N-S-O-M-N-I-A, 是失眠的意思。
Robin 博士说，最好的做法其实是只有在感到困的时候才上床睡觉，不然长期失眠的人会把卧室、床还有无法睡觉的事实、沮丧的情绪之类的联系在一起，于是只要一到床上就条件性失眠了。
So, if you notice that you have been in bed for 30 minutes or so, and nothing is working, maybe you can get out of the bed and do something else, such as writing your journal or reading a book. But remember, stay away from all your electronics. Using electronic devices late at night is terrible for our sleep. The U.S. National Institute of Health says,Watching TV, playing video games, using a mobile phone, or networking can make it significantly harder for you to fall and stay asleep.
如果你发现自己躺了30分钟左右还是实在睡不着，不妨试试起来干点别的事情，像写写日记、看看书之类的。但千万记得别看手机，别看手机，别看手机。虽然估计大部分人都很难做到。美国国际健康协会曾指出，睡前使用电子产品会大大增加我们失眠的概率。我自己实验过也是这样，如果把手机放在手够不着的地方，会容易睡着很多。所以告诉自己，剁手吧，朋友们。
And if you often feel froggy after you wake up, you may not have the right amount of sleep.
而很多人睡了很长时间醒来还是昏昏沉沉，那说明睡眠的时长和醒来的时间点不适合你。有很多研究把成年人睡眠的90分钟分成一个睡眠周期。
To put it simply, a sleep circle is what your brain does when you are sleeping. Each circle lasts around 90 minutes. And during this time, your brain is focusing on two sleep circle categories, rapid eye movement sleep and non-rapid eye movement sleep.
人们正常的睡眠周期分成两个阶段，非快速眼动睡眠期和快速眼动睡眠期，它们交替出现，交替一次称为一个睡眠周期，两种循环往复。一般成年人晚上有4到6个睡眠周期，当然睡多久能饱看个人。我因为做媒体工作经常觉得睡不饱，后来看了几本讲睡眠的书，发现那些推崇睡很短时间能够睡饱的人，基本都是掐好时间睡够几个睡眠周期的。
So maybe you can also time your alarm to go off during your lightest sleeping period. And some sleep circle calculator apps can help you with this. Also, if you need to take a nap during your daytime, give yourself a full sleep circle can help you recover from fatigue. And many experts say a nap lasting around 5 to 20 minutes could be beneficial as well. Since the farther along you are in your sleep circle, the harder it would be for you to wake up.
所以白天如果要小憩一下，最好也只睡5到20分钟，或者刚刚好一个半小时左右。不然在深度睡眠状态的时候，逼自己醒来，会发现自己很难很难爬起来，而且醒来以后还想再睡500年。好吧，今天就分享到这儿了，希望对你们有些帮助。你们对于提高睡眠质量有什么妙招，也记得留言和大家一起分享。节目全文可以关注微信公众号 Zoe 八点英语，回复睡眠即可。祝大家今晚都能睡个好觉。
Come rest your